cattle futures gained on Friday, posting a positive week. Consumer meat demand last year serves as one example of how the novelty of the pandemic overwhelmed conventional logic and expectations. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with an expanded edition of your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade last week was steady in the Southern Plains at $114 a hundredweight on a live basis, $1 to $2 higher in Nebraska at $113 to $114, and steady to $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $114 to $115. Dress trade was steady to $2 higher at $180. The five-area direct average steer price through Thursday was $113.78 a hundredweight on a live basis. That was 50 cents lower than the previous week and $5.10 less than the prior year. The average steer price in the beef of $180.07 was 75 cents less than the prior week and $10.19 less than the previous year. Cattle futures closed higher Friday with support from consolidating grain futures prices, as well as the outlook for higher cash prices next week given the frigid weather and what appeared to be sluggish fed cattle volume for the week. Live cattle futures closed an average of 98 cents higher on Friday, from 22 cents lower toward the back to $2.05 higher toward the front. Week to week, they closed an average of 79 cents higher across a range of 45 cents to $1.40 higher. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out, April live cattle futures show optimism trading near $125. The ability to reach or surpass that level, he says, is dependent on beef demand. He adds that beef supply may also play a role if extremely cold temperatures persist and result in reduced feedlot performance. USDA projects $115 a hundredweight for the annual average five-area direct fed steer price this year. Average prices are forecast at $113 in the first and second quarters, $114 in the third quarter, and $119 in the fourth quarter. Based on weekly auctions monitored by CattleCurrent, calves and feeder cattle traded mixed last week, supported by positive fundamentals, but pressured by the frigid, icy weather that disrupted some markets. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 98 cents higher on Friday, from 60 cents to $1.70 higher. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.29 higher, from 17 cents higher at the back to $2.57 higher at the front. As noted earlier, slightly softer corn futures prices provided support. Week to week on Friday, corn futures closed an average of 7 cents lower through the front six contracts. The futures price expectation for feeder cattle remains a bright spot, as the market appears to be strong in the summer and fall months for moving cattle to the feedlot, Griffith says. He explains most feeder cattle contracts are holding near the contract highs, reflecting current market optimism. He also notes there are still several weeks before spring forage growth hits full speed, so there should still be several more weeks before lightweight calf prices peak. However, he advises folks to consider the cost of holding those calves for 4 to 8 more weeks. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week was 611,000 head, which was 42,000 head fewer than the previous week. Estimated year-to-date cattle slaughter of 3.95 million head is 185,000 head fewer, or 4.47% less than the same period last year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 3.35 billion pounds is 68.2 million pounds less, or 2% less than a year earlier. Wholesale beef prices continued to waver seasonally last week. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.21 lower week to week on Friday at $232.37 a hundredweight. Select was 14 cents higher at $220.93. Although the latest WASDE projected beef production 1.4% more this year than last at 27.54 billion pounds. Strong domestic beef demand looks poised to continue as international demand for U.S. beef continues to rebound. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher Friday, supported by higher oil prices and prospects for additional federal economic stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 27 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 18 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 69 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed an average of $2.57 higher through the front six contracts week to week on Friday. That's an average of about $7 higher over the last 2 weeks. As might be suspected, the novelty of the pandemic overwhelmed conventional logic and expectations in many areas. For instance, as COVID-19 began upending economies and supply chains last April, the Food and Agricultural Policy Institute at the University of Missouri provided projected impacts. At the time, analysts there expected the pandemic would lead to lower prices for livestock producers. That happened, but not to the degree or for the reasons anticipated. In hindsight, they note that they incorrectly assumed that supply chain concerns would play only a minor part in the story, and that the main cause of lower producer prices would be weaker consumer demand. They expected a contracting U.S. economy to reduce disposable income, and that consumers with less money in their pockets would choose to buy less meat and other high-value food products. Instead, real disposable income in the U.S. increased significantly, even as real GDP plunged due to government stimulus programs. Domestic meat consumption increased slightly year over year in the face of higher prices. That's according to a recent FAPRI draft document entitled Expected and Unexpected Impacts of COVID-19 on U.S. Markets for Animal Products. It's part of an investigation into the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on agriculture, food, and related supply chains. It's being conducted by FAPRI and Texas A&M University's Cross-Border Threat Screening and Supply Chain Defense DHS Center of Excellence. For context, FAPRI researchers note the average price paid to livestock producers declined 20% in April. At the same time, consumer prices began to increase sharply for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. By June, consumer prices were 10% more than in March. Both matched expectations as costs increased for meat processing and delivery. As packing plants were able to return to more normal levels of capacity utilization, and as other supply chain problems were resolved or at least mitigated, these trends reversed, say FAPRI researchers. They explained consumer prices for meat and other animal products declined by more than 5% between June and November, while farm-level prices for animal products increased by 20% between April and November. It would be a mistake to say things are back to normal, they say, but the situation has improved dramatically since the depths of the crisis last spring. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.